This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
KKNB Iowa News. Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. It's been about 7 years since the Flint, Michigan water crisis began. In 2014, the city changed its water source from Detroit's water system to the nearby Flint River in an effort to save money. But officials didn't treat the water properly, so lead from the aging pipes leached into the water, exposing over 100,000 residents to high levels of the neurotoxin. Over the past few years, charges have been filed against some officials. Some pled no contest, and then in 2019, the remaining charges were dropped. Then, just last week, 9 officials, including former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, were charged for their roles in the crisis. So what does this mean for getting justice to impacted residents? Joining me today is someone who has followed this crisis closely from the beginning, Steve Carmody, Flint reporter for Michigan Radio, based in Flint. Welcome, Steve, to Science Friday.
Thank you.
As I said, we're almost 7 years out from the start of this crisis. Were these charges against the former governor and those other officials a surprise?
The timing was definitely a surprise. Ever since the attorney general ended an original investigation and started a new one, her office has been very quiet about what's actually been happening with the investigation. So when we learned last week that these charges had been filed, that was a surprise. Most of the people who are facing charges, though, had been charged previously in the original investigation. They're facing additional charges beyond what they were charged with before. And the big surprise was that the former governor was also being charged, although he's only being charged with 2 counts of neglect of duty, which is a misdemeanor.
How are these officials implicated in the Flint water crisis?
Well, for the most part, the people who have been charged in this are state officials. And it's important to remember that in 2014, the city of Flint was under state oversight. The governor had appointed an emergency manager to run the city to correct a financial problem the city was having. So the decision to switch the city's water was made by those emergency managers. And 2 emergency managers are among those who've been charged in connection with the water crisis. And several state health officials, former state health officials, have also been charged with various things, including involuntary manslaughter, charges that are connected to a Legionnaire's disease outbreak that took place at the same time as the water crisis. So it's the state's oversight of the Flint water crisis, which is highlighted by the charges that have been filed.
Let's talk about the residents of Flint for a moment who were affected by this crisis. What are they saying about these charges?
Since the very beginning, people in Flint have wanted state officials to be held accountable for causing the water crisis in their community. And at the top of their list was Governor Rick Snyder. So when they learned that the governor was going to be criminally charged in connection with the crisis, there was a lot of excitement, a lot of finally, and that you were hearing around town. But Flint residents like Claire McClinton said, you know, they were disappointed when they heard what the charges are actually going to be.
You know, for a minute, we felt good because that's one of the things we've been wanting on the criminal side of the case. But we also see it in interviews. We hope it's a charge that reflects the damage that was done. And it wasn't. We've been through too much to say we accept it.
You know, as I said before, we're almost 7 years out from the start of this crisis. What do we know about how the health of these residents have been impacted over these last 7 years and going forward?
At this point, it's still being studied. We don't know all the effects that people have had from the high lead exposure and also the exposure to other contaminants, including possibly Legionnaire's disease. There's been a lot of focus of studying the effects on young children, children who were 6 years old and younger, you know, since they are the ones who will be most likely to be affected by a heavy exposure to lead. And those children are just now, the youngest of those, are just now reaching the first grade and kindergarten. So we're only just now beginning to get a better sense of how their cognitive abilities have been affected by the exposure to the lead.
Is there any way to repay folks affected for their troubles? Has there been financial restitution for the people impacted?
While we've talked a little bit about the criminal cases, At the same time, there have been a lot of civil lawsuits that have been filed. And this week, a federal judge has given preliminary approval to a $641 million master settlement for many of those lawsuits against the state of Michigan, the city of Flint, and some private businesses as well. But there are still more litigation out there that isn't covered by this master settlement agreement. So while the criminal charges may be just getting restarted, we are actually a little further down the line when it comes to what's going to be happening on the civil side and people seeking damages for what's happened to their health and what's happened to their property.
Steve, thank you for keeping us up to date.
You're welcome.
Steve Carmody, Flint reporter for Michigan Radio, based in Flint.